Our passage today is short and straight to the point. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. It's a question the writer of the Hebrews asks. How shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? Moving from room to room like a wild animal on the run, the fire swept through the home. For those trapped inside the inferno, it seemed like there was no escape. But then a fireman arrived and bolted into action. One brave rescuer pushed through the front door. He made his way through the falling structure to those imprisoned by the flame. Then he knocked a hole in the wall where the family was huddled and said, "Follow me." The opening provided a way of escape. Without hesitation, the mom, the dad, the two children followed the rescuer to safety. But what if those caught in the fire refused to follow? What if the trapped family decided a hole knocked in another wall would have been better? What if those awaiting certain death argued that the hole should be bigger? What if those in prison criticized the narrow-mindedness of the rescuer for providing only one way out? What if the entombed ignored the firemen? The answer is an obvious one. If people in the inferno had ignored the rescuer and the escape route, they would have died a foolish and needless death. Caught in the grip of sin, we were helpless and hopeless. There was no way out. But then the rescuer came. Jesus died on the cross for our sin. He provided the way out of our past prison and a way into a relationship with the Father. This is the great salvation that the rescuer provides. If we ignore it, then there is no other way of escape. I invite you to follow the rescuer today. Dear Father, work in the hearts of all reading this today. Help them to see where they are, trapped in sin's prison. Help them to see what Jesus can do. Help them today to put their trust in the great rescuer who leads them through this life and into eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.